This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 95, The Larry King Family Portrait, an interview with Laszlo of Montreal. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 95th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For today's show, we have an interview going, and it's an interview with Laszlo of Montreal. Laszlo is a well-known Canadian photographer, and we've had him on our show a couple of times before. And for this show, he's going to deconstruct or talk about a portrait session that he did with Larry King and his family, and that's coming up shortly. But before we get into today's podcast, I'd like to thank Iguanasan Glenn Uloff for his comment on podcast number 94, where we talked about turning day into night. Glenn thought the podcast was useful and gave him some creative ideas for future shots, so glad we could help. As always, we love to get comments, and our favorite way to get them is directly in the blog, www.photography.ca/blog. Of course, you can always send comments by email, photography.ca@gmail.com, or you could just post something in the podcast section of our forum. It's all appreciated. If you want to subscribe and get these podcasts automatically, I recommend either iTunes or Google Reader. And again, there are links on the front page of the blog again. And if you ever have any trouble, just shoot me an email and it's my pleasure to help. Okay then, let's just get right into today's podcast. It's an interview with Laszlo of Montreal, as mentioned. I should warn you that in the recording, my voice for some reason has a bit of reverb, but it doesn't bother me too much because Laszlo is the star of the interview and his voice sounds excellent. So I hope you enjoy the interview, and let's just get right into it now. So I'd like to welcome back a very special guest to our program. This is Laszlo from Montreal. Laszlo's been on our podcast a few times before, where he has been gracious enough to describe how some of his sittings or portraits were done. And today we're going to talk about a sitting that he did with Larry King's family. But before we do, welcome to our podcast, Laszlo. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Hi, Marco.
Thanks so much for doing this, as always. So I guess what intrigued me about this particular portrait that you took of Larry King and his family was the fact that it's basically a one-light shot. And I was wondering, and just because, you know, our people that listen to this podcast, they're often learning. And I really like the fact that this was done with one light. And I guess I maybe wanted to have you describe maybe how the lighting was done. And let's talk about the lighting a little bit.
I am mainly a people photographer, and my approach to that is a rather simple one. A full-frame digital camera, in my case, a Canon 5D Mark II, a couple of lenses. When I say a couple of lenses, I mean that. Say a 24-70, 2.8, a short zoom. I like these short zooms, very versatile. An 85, 1.2 in my bag. But my workhorse is 24-70, which hardly ever comes off the camera. I like to use natural light, available light, whatever light is available. But you see, there is not always enough of that, or it lacks quality. So I combine it with a single flash, which is attached to my camera most of the time, just in case.
For sure, for sure. And in this shoot, it was indeed attached also to your camera. But it, in this shoot, it was not direct flash, was it?
Of course, I never used that flash direct. I bounce it off something, like a white cardboard, a wall, or the ceiling. Never direct. You hear me?
I hear you. And this is because I, of course, know the answer, but maybe some people don't. Why not use direct flash?
Well, you see, because like in this case, well, first of all, it kills the dimension in the faces. It kills the direction of the light. So it's the most unflattering way of lighting someone. You know, you light someone like that, someone you don't like. and this is not my case because I like people. I like everybody who I can get in front of my camera. So there are other ways that would be better, but to not clutter people's mind with that, let's stay on the subject of this one light that I particularly like. This flash that I have most of the time attached to my camera, like I said, just in case. But like in this case, in this family portrait case, my flash was aimed at the ceiling, tilted down, say, 45 degree angle towards the people I was photographing. You know that little white card from the flash?
You had that white card out, is that right?
The little white card was pulled out to reflect some light into their eyes. The flash was also two stops minus. That allowed the window light to remain the dominant source. My camera was set to an aperture priority mode. I think it was f3.5 at 30th of a second, 800 ASA. These cameras are so good now, you know, that I have no fear of dialing up it up to 800 ASA. I still get good results. I want to make it simple to the people and for myself. My main objective is to create an environment for them where they can recognize themselves and be themselves.
Sure, sure. And I think you've done actually a wonderful job. If people want to check out the show notes, Laszlo has been gracious enough to allow us to post this very photo. So you can take a look at the photo and see all the lighting things that we're talking about directly. I'd like to say that one of the things that I found particularly interesting about this picture is that it's deceptively simple, actually. You can look at this photo and it's very clear and it's quite bright and it's a lovely photograph, but it's deceptively simple in its construction. You may think that anyone could take this photograph, but for me, and I've mentioned this to Laszlo before, part of the great skill in this photograph is the positioning of the people relative to where the ambient light is coming from. This light, I'm a photographer, I know where light comes from. I can clearly see that the dominant light here is window light, but what I love about it is that the window light is lighting the background. So you don't have a dark background. The Larry King family is not against the dark background. They're actually against a very bright background because of the window light. And there's a looming painting of Larry King in the background, which for me just totally adds to the shot. So for me, part of the skill, the deceptively simple looking shot this may be, it's not that simple at all. And I'd like to compliment you on the positioning of the people, actually, and the fact that you allowed that window light to really brighten up the whole room. And then you just added a little pop, as we mentioned with the flash, into their faces. When you came into their house, you know, what spots were available? Did this spot immediately attract you?
Well, it brought me, obviously we are all attracted by light.
Yes.
You know, when a snake charmer in Morocco opens the basket where the snake hidden in it, snake is deaf, but it is attracted to the light. So as soon as the cover removed of the lid removed of the basket, the snake goes upwards, goes towards the light. So I sort of live by this snake route. I go towards the light. So I was attracted where I saw the most light, and I worked with that.
Right. And it just so happened that there's, you see, for me, part of the other thing, and we didn't mention this when I saw this photograph the first time, but part of the thing that also makes the shot interesting is the fact that, yes, they have all this wonderful light, and yes, they are well lit, but there's also this looming picture of Larry King in the background. Were you attracted to that picture as well, or was it just a happy coincidence?
Well, you know, it was there. It was not an accident, but it was a fortunate situation for me that it was there. I didn't move anything in the room, by the way. It was as it was. In general, I try to avoid refurnishing people's homes, you know,
because the
way I find them, and in this case, it was a spacious room, so it was good for me, and his portrait happened to be there. Of course, I angled the people. I lined up the people sort of without them knowing that they were being lined up.
Yeah.
And including his large portrait on the wall as part of the composition. It was really easy, but the main important thing in this whole thing is, you see, Marco, is to make a portrait session like that fun,
right?
And relaxed to both the photographer and to the sitter. and with this minimalist equipment that I use, it allows me to work that way, and it doesn't. I don't get on anybody's nerves, and I don't wear myself out before I start shooting by setting up. I remember in the old days, I carried so much equipment that by the time I set everything up, I was ready to lie down. so it distracts from what you want to do. So now I'm happy that I found a way where I can move quickly and efficiently and getting what I'm after.
And I think you've done an excellent job. I'll just keep you for two more minutes. The only thing I notice in this photo, not the only thing I notice a lot of things, but one of the things that I notice is that there's movement. If you look closely at their feet, it looks as though they were walking. I'm guessing you made them deliberately walk towards you? How did the movement come in?
Yeah, good question. I actually did. I did ask them to walk towards me. I didn't tell them in any which way how they should walk toward me, just to walk towards me. And Larry King, it's his business. He somehow likes to ask questions. So his first question was, why do we have to walk? Why would we have to walk? So I said, just trust me, just walk toward me. So obviously you cannot, you know, this is, as the old saying goes, luck is when preparedness meet opportunity.
Right, I've heard this before, yes.
Yeah, so but I am, it's good to remind newborn people that they know this.
Yeah.
Because I only had a chance to have them walk towards me, you can imagine, maybe three times. You cannot make them walk towards you 25 times. It would be ridiculous, you know. So where I say luck and my preparedness, it's a lifetime experience perhaps goes into it, that I was lucky that their eyes were open and their body postures and their expressions blend into to the rest. And so this is where my luck met my preparedness.
Sure, I understand. Quick question, though. Why did you make them walk? I'm sure people are listening to this and they're asking, why did he make them walk?
Well, you see, they would be asking like Mr. King was asking. I made them walk because I didn't want them to look contrived.
Okay. So
I didn't want to manipulate them into some unnatural poses or positions that is only known to me, right, and it's unnatural to them. To my mind, I took it for granted that this is much better this way because, again, like I said earlier, they more look themselves.
I would agree.
And they have a disposition that they do it themselves. Nobody told them to do that other than I asked them to walk.
To recap, it's really for spontaneity and, you know,
the spontaneity, right. That's what I'm hoping to achieve each time, Marco. Spontaneity, you see, I follow my instincts. I basically base everything I do. I never really prepare. I don't know what to expect every time I go to someone's homes or offices. I learned early in my career as a photographer that if I anticipate and expect something, it never turns out that way. So I just face it, whatever there is, and then I deal with that.
And thanks so much for that great explanation. Laszlo, I just wanted to know, before we let you go, if you had anything to add last minute?
Just say basically the thing is to free yourself. First, are listening to this to free themselves, free yourselves from burden of over too many cameras and lenses and lights and whatnot, and pay more attention to the people that you, if you are into people photography, and let them be, because they must be able to recognize themselves on the end. It's not how I want to see them. It's not how they would like to see themselves is what really matters.
And thanks as always for doing this, Laszlo. It's so appreciated, so gracious. It's so nice of you to always to deconstruct how some of your photos are done in order to teach newer people in photography how to get inspired. So thanks as always for doing this, Laszlo. As mentioned, the photo is going to go in the show notes. People can check it out. And we hope to speak with you again in the future.
Thanks so much, Marco. Anytime. Have a great day.
And thanks to Laszlo one last time for sharing his knowledge and experience with us. In terms of assignments on our forum, if you're just looking, I recommend that you join because we're a really friendly bunch and we're a creative bunch and we love to share and learn. The assignments this month, we still have 8 or 9 days to go left. We have Show Us Your Parks as our main assignment, and our level 2 assignment is going to be macro or close up. Just use whatever you have. If you have a close-up lens, shoot it with a close-up lens, extension tubes. Just get as close as you can if you want to play. It doesn't have to be a 1 or 2 times life-size macro shot. It could just be a close-up using the lens that you have. Some really cool submissions thus far, and I'd like to see a few more. So join on in. I'd also like to thank people for sending me emails saying that they really like the podcast. It's so appreciated. Thanks so much. We do have a testimonial section on the site, and if you wanted to go the extra step and actually write a testimonial, that would be so appreciated, and I'll put a link in the show notes. And as well, if you wanted to review it in iTunes, there's a link in the show notes as well, and that's so appreciated. iTunes is still our primary way that people find us, so if you leave a review, it encourages others to listen, and thanks in advance. That's it for me, everyone. The seasons are changing, and just a couple days ago, the moon was the size of Canada in the sky, and just great things to photograph these days. So I recommend, you know what I recommend, just get out there and keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.